The Ozone.
Welcome to the Ozone Podcast, presented by ViStar Credit Union, with Jaguars senior writer, John Osier.
All right, welcome into this week's Ozone Podcast, presented by ViStar. And I've got to say, every time we do one of these, I say I'm excited to talk to the player, because I always am. But this one's a little unique because Rashawn Jenkins, who is our guest today, has been here a year, but because of COVID, because of unusual circumstances last year, I've never had a chance to talk to you face-to-face. First of all, Rashawn, thank you for joining us.
No, thank you guys for having me. It's always great to get on one of these.
and it's funny. You came in a situation last year when you're a free agent, everything's high profile. Everything's, you know, your story's kind of out there. Fast forward to this year, maybe because of the injury, haven't really talked about you a whole lot. Mm-hmm. You haven't practiced that much. Mm-hmm. What's your outlook? Where are you at mentally, professionally right now coming into this year?
Right. I'm in grind mode right now. Just like you said, I'm here to lay all my cards on the table. So I'm not here to hide my hand at gotcha. All. So whatever I have to bring to the table, I'm looking to show that. This year, I know last year was different. Mm-hmm. Like you said, we had, you know, some of the COVID.
Different's a good word.
Yeah, it can be. But but it was different as far as like the COVID stuff and the new coaching staff. I mean, we got a new coaching staff this year as mm-hmm. well, but I'll tell you right now, it completely feels just 180 degrees sure. different, you know. So, I'm just here to, like I said, just show what I bring to the table and be, you know, what I can be and be the, you know, show why they brought me into free agency last year.
We'll get this out of the way. Ankle injury ended the season last year. How is it? It was an ankle injury that was pretty severe for an ankle injury.
Right.
Where are you at with that?
I feel pretty good right now. I've been practicing with the guys as far as individual drills.
Right.
I've been cutting on it. I haven't really been thinking about it too much. So it feels really, really good. Shout out to Dr. Vossler, who did my mm-hmm. surgery. Like you said, I actually snapped my bone.
Right.
You know, I had to get a plate and 6 screws in it.
Okay.
You know, with a tightrope, I want to say. So mentally, I'm good, though.
Okay.
I will say, just because this isn't the first time I've had to go through something like this. And okay. I had back surgery in college in 2014. I was out 20 months with
ooh,
that. So
okay.
with this one, I was only out 5 months. You know, so to me, that's a blessing to me.
Right.
You know, so
and the good news is this is some injuries that are severe, which this was a tough one,
mm-hmm.
can be ones that physically it's difficult to get
around. Oh, yeah, it can be career ending sometimes.
This doesn't sound like that.
No, not at all. I feel, when I tell you it, I literally feel like nothing happened to my leg
okay.
at all. And thank God, you know, for that. And, you know, like I said, shout out Dr. Vossler for that as well. So it can be a good thing or a bad thing mm-hmm. depending on how you look at it and how you approach it. And I'm approaching it, you know, very optimistic. So
you mentioned a minute ago, feels different. What do you like about the culture, about Doug, about what's going on? You've been around the league. You've seen different mm-hmm. stuff. Why do you like this?
I like it because this is more, in my opinion, more learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not more so, hey, I'll tell you what to do it. You know, that can work in some cases. But when you have a team like this, you know, a bunch of young guys, mm-hmm. you want to teach them, you know. I think the main thing is teaching. So, Coach Doug and every guy he's brought in so far in his, on his staff has done a tremendous job of doing that. And like I always say to everybody, these guys have played in the NFL,
right.
you know, and these guys have played in the NFL 10, 11, 12 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's coming from them, it's, you know, it's much more understandable,
right.
you know, because they've been in your shoes before.
There's a in listening to Doug over hearing him speak now with the Jags 15, 20 times, there's a respect that he has for players.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not quite sure what I'm getting at. I'm not sure why that comes across. But having played, he knows what you guys go through, but he also respects what you guys go through. Is that something you guys feel from him as well?
Yeah, absolutely. That's just like, you know, if I was to become a head coach or a coach of some sort, you know, I would I would, you know, take the same approach because, just like you said, I've been there before. I understand what these players are kind of thinking about right now. I understand what brings these players together. Right. I know what drives these players apart. So, you know, you have to, you know, you have to just have a feel for that type of stuff.
Right.
And just like you said, you know, he's been in a locker room before. So, yeah, I bet it's pretty easy for him to distinguish between, you know, stuff like that.
Right, I got you.
Yeah.
Tell me about the defensive scheme you'll be playing in without giving away too much.
Right.
What do you like about it? What do players like about Mike Caldwell?
I would say it's like this is absolutely the craziest defense I've ever played in.
Okay.
In a good way.
Right.
In a really good way. This is, you know, we're going to present a lot of looks for people. You won't just see us in, you won't ever know we're in. Like,
okay.
But we might be in the same spots, but doing completely different things. And I know a lot of people like his defense because he gets a lot of players with different positions to make plays on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he puts people at the point of attack a lot, you know, and hats off to coach. I love what he's doing.
But there's seen and people have said this about the Todd Bowles defense because they're, I guess, one and the same or pretty close to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's complex. You just told me I wouldn't know what you're in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not necessarily difficult for you guys to learn.
No, no.
And how does that work?
This I always say, just whatever your job is, you don't have to worry about what the nose is doing.
I see.
You know what I mean? So just focus in on maybe two or three positions that you may be in, you know, that like for me, it might be the strong safety spot, the dime spot, and the nickel spot.
Okay.
You know, so I would have to know what these people are doing and let's just say cover whatever, because I may be in that position.
Gotcha.
You know, later.
So just know how to do your job and let the rest take care of itself.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I got you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of new teammates, not that many in the back end. You know, I'm not trying to get you to criticize what was going on last year or the personnel last year, but how much better does the personnel look to you right now than it did, you know, or how optimistic are you about the players you're playing with?
I'm very optimistic. I love what we did in the draft, especially in the first round. I love what we did in free agency, bringing in those some key positions to help us on both sides of the ball. Getting some weapons in here for Trevor.
Right.
You know, so he can, you know, open up the offense and do what he does well. So I'm excited. I'm optimistic about it. I'm ready to go, man. I'm fired up. Our defense looks really fast, like really fast. We're young, but we're old enough to you know, know our jobs,
right,
and not, you know, make a whole bunch of mistakes.
And you've played on a team that can get after the quarterback.
I mean, oh, yeah.
And is this front seven, you're starting to look around and see a bunch that can come in waves, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what impresses me the most about our D-line, I want to say, is our interior pass rush.
Right.
That's one of the best interior pass rushes I've been a part of, coming from, you know, LA and from, you know, last year. That it's a major upgrade. Not saying that, you know, the guys that we had was
sure,
but you can definitely feel their presence back there, and it gives you a shot clock in your head. Like, you know, once a play starts, you know when to start breaking or driving on the ball because you know that he's going to be hit within, let's just say, 3 to 4 seconds.
Gotcha.
Or whatever it may be.
I mentioned to you before we started that I cheated a little bit. I've seen a couple of interviews you've done.
Mm-hmm.
One of them talking about your numbers, and you've had a lot of different numbers over your career.
Yeah.
So why two? What sort of settled you here on two? What was the appeal of that?
Right. So, yeah, two was my first number I ever had as a skill player.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Sure.
So, I used to, like, my first year in the NFL, my first year ever playing football, I was number two, but I got switched out of it before the first game because we didn't have a bunch of linemen to block.
Okay, gotcha.
So they wanted to put the toughest guys on the line just to block.
I got you.
So they actually switched me to number 70.
Maybe so, you could be in the interior pass rusher.
No, I don't know about that at this level, now. Jeez. But when I got the opportunity to come here,
right,
and they said, hey, this is going to be the first year we opened up single digits to you know, the NFL. So I was like, that'd be cool. And then I thought about it, you know, I was gonna do number three,
Okay.
Because that was my high school number.
And that was and you had that briefly in the NFL when you first got up.
I did have it briefly in the NFL, but single digits weren't a thing, so I had to get out of it.
I got you.
Yeah, so I had to get out of it. So I actually went to 33 but got paid out of it by a veteran player.
I got you.
But I came here and got opportunity to get number 2 or 3, and I chose 2. Yeah, I'm ready to
So give me all the numbers you've ever had.
In the NFL? Ooh,
too many.
I had number 3 as soon as I got in.
Right.
I had number 33.
Right.
Then I had a veteran player come and pay me for that one, so I got number 25.
I got
you. Then I had a veteran player come pay me for that one.
So you made some coin.
yeah, right? And then I settled on 23 at the Chargers.
Okay.
So I went through three numbers before I got to 23. I had the Chargers. Then I played in 23 for 3 years.
Gotcha.
And then came here in number 2.
You've been 2 here ever since.
Yes, sir.
All right. I know we're running up against time, so amazing. I'm not going to ask you to name all your brothers and sisters, but 17.
Yeah.
How does that influence you? Coming from a family that big.
Like, huge. It influenced me in a major way. I always want to be able to show them it's possible.
Sure.
You know, anything's possible, you know. And just growing up with 17 siblings just made it competitive, like, mm-hmm. I'm talking about everything, like
for food,
everything, like anything you could think of, like it was cool. It definitely molded us into whatever we're doing today, as far as just being mentally mm-hmm. Mentally strong, it was fun, it was cool. I wouldn't change anything about it. I still, I talk to a majority of them. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I talk to all of them. That's
no.
Yeah, but but I talk to quite a bit of them, and everybody's doing pretty good.
So. I'm going to trust you that you can name them all. I'm not going to ask you to do it.
I mean, I can try.
The last thing we do on this is we call it the Ozone 5.
The Ozone 5.
It's just 5 quick questions that let fans get to know you a little bit. Sean Jenkins, what was your last binge watch?
Binge watch. Ooh, that's a good one. All American on Netflix. It's a new series. It's about this high school football star.
Okay, I got you.
So it was that's probably what I'm binge watching now. I would say that and
oh, you're a double up guy.
I'm trying to get on the Stranger Things right now.
Okay.
So I'm trying to hurry up and watch this All American so I can get over in that.
I got you getting through this. What's the best one you ever had? Favorite binge watch?
Ooh, Dexter.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Dexter.
Yeah.
I love Dexter.
Yeah, it's my wife's favorite.
I love Dexter.
I can't get enough of it. Have you seen the new one?
No, I haven't seen the new one.
There was a new Blood out. I mean, there's a new Dexter that came out sometime this year.
Oh, I got to check that out.
Yeah, it's what you would expect. It's the same theory, but I think they lived up to it. So the last song you listened to on the way in this morning?
Last song I listened to was probably Sicy Jim Ballin'.
You too.
Sicy Jim Ballin'.
That's what I listened to.
You look like the
top. Who's the best player you ever played against?
Best player I ever played against would probably be, I mean, I got a few of them. I played in the AFC West, with those tight ends over there, man,
mm-hmm.
with Darren Waller and Kelsey.
Right.
So, and Tyreek Hill,
yeah.
Patrick Mahomes. So I can name a few.
Gotcha.
I would say just
that bunch,
that AFC West bunch right there. Yeah,
that's fair.
And we play them this year, so that's gonna be fun.
Gotcha. If you weren't playing football, what sport would you play?
Sport, track and field. I was a 2-time state champion in the 110 meter hurdles. I went to state 3 times,
wow.
3 out of 4 years. My last year, I didn't go only because I didn't run, because I was preparing for football.
And that sport in this state.
Oh, yeah, it's
you got to play.
Yeah, it's real.
I covered way back in the day, high school track and field. It's you're winning that.
It's real. So I went low 14. I went 14-1 in the 110 meter hurdles and a 13-9. As well, so I want to say I was like top, like 50 in the nation.
Yeah, you never forget those. Times.
I was pretty good.
Who's the person in your life that's most responsible for you being here?
I would say I can't just say one person. I say a handful. So my childhood coach, mm-hmm. my dad, I got a friend. You gotcha. Know, I got one of my best friends. I just feel like they kind of held me accountable mm-hmm. growing up and kind of kept me on my path,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not let me veer off and just kept me connected to the vision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So anytime I wanted to go do something dumb or anything like that, it was just like, yo, like, really?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so it was, I say those three. Yeah.
Fair enough. Rashawn Jenkins, I know you got to get out of here. I can't thank you enough for joining the Ozone Podcast today, and I look forward to working with you down the road.
No, thank you guys for having me. Thank you.